It's 30 degrees with cloudy skies at 8:56. It's time to check on the commodity markets on this Friday morning. Filling in for Bill Mayer, it's Tom Mann from Strategic Farm Marketing in Champaign. Good morning, Tom.
Morning, Brian.
What are we seeing so far today?
Well, right out of the gate here, the U.S. dollar bounced off a support level at 100, and it's moving higher, so that's probably going to lend a little pressure on corn and soybeans. As for the exports yesterday, export sales are probably going to tamper that just a little bit. They were pretty good. Wheat, we're at 31 million old crop, 4 million new crop, and that puts us at 824 million for the year versus 614 million last year. Basically, the carryout on wheat is still relatively burdensome. We've got 120 days of supply in the U.S., which is about 33% of next year's projected demand, and the world's at 128 days, so that's basically 35%. Corn, we exported 54 million, or are going to export 54 million. Old crop, 1 million new crop. This year versus last year, 1.538 billion bushel this year, 909 million last year. So we've got a significant uptick there. We still have quite a bit of carryout versus projected demand next year, 16% of next year's usage. And the world is at 21%. Soybeans, we got 20 million bushels exported this week plus 5 million of new crop. That's 1.831 billion bushels this year versus 1.493 last year, which is another significant uptick. As I said, the carryouts are relatively burdensome on all the grains. These lower prices can support exports, however, and we may continue to see a continued uptick in exports. China has reduced their corn reserves this year by 50 to 60 million metric tons. That's basically through increased domestic usage and reduced exports. Corn reserves in China are suspect, and they have some quality issues. In South America this morning, Argentine corn plantings are at 98.3% complete. We're also seeing an improvement in some weather down there, and it looks like, based on that projection, we're looking at a pretty good soybean and corn crop in Brazil. South America has been relatively wet the whole time, and they're starting to dry out a little bit, so that may have some effect. Also, we're probably looking at a little bit of an issue with the Trump administration. We've got TTP or TPP and NAFTA. That may have some effect. EPA regulations may also have some effect. We also see an improving economy, and basically that may temper grains as a hedge against inflation or lower values.
All right, Tom, thanks a lot for that update this morning. We appreciate
it. See you.
All right, Tom Mann with Strategic Farm Marketing in Champaign joining us on this Friday. Cloudy skies in your forecast. A chance of flurries today with a high of 32 degrees. Winds out of the west gusting up to 25 miles per hour. Mostly cloudy tonight with a chance of flurries after midnight, the low 23. Mostly cloudy tomorrow with a chance of flurries in the afternoon and a high of 31 degrees. Stay tuned. 2 hours of On Point coming up here on AM 580. That'll be followed by the 21st and then NPR special coverage of a press conference with Donald Trump and Theresa May at noon. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. It's 9 o'clock.